Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Yellow Pages' third quarter 2015 earnings release call. Today's conference call contains forward-looking information about Yellow Pages' outlook, objectives, and strategy. These statements are based on assumptions and are subject to important risks and uncertainties. Yellow Pages' actual results could differ materially from expectations discussed. The details of Yellow Pages' caution regarding forward-looking information, including key assumptions and risks, can be found in Yellow Pages' management discussion and analysis for the third quarter of 2015. This call is being recorded and webcast, and all of the disclosure documents are available on the company's website and on SEDAR. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Julien Billot, President and CEO. Please go ahead, Mr. Billot.
Thank you, Sebastian, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Yellow Pages Limited's third quarter 2015 conference call. Joining me today is Ginette Maillet, Chief Financial Officer of Yellow Pages. We are pleased with the progress we continue to make in the execution of our digital transformation. Our ultimate objective is to grow Yellow Pages into one of Canada's leading digital companies, and the achievements and milestones we continue to hit are strong signs of our ability to do so. Yellow Pages is uniquely and strongly positioned to capture current and emerging digital market opportunities within the Canadian local economy. Most notably, we have a strong and trusted brand, especially among local businesses looking to turn to a dependable partner to address their marketing needs. Our scale in Canada is unique. We cover all geographies, and we operate Canada's most comprehensive suite of digital advertising solutions. Over 246,000 local merchants purchase our marketing solutions, representing a market share of approximately 22%. Our media is strong, attracting 490 million organic visits annually across top search verticals such as services, dining, and shopping. And lastly, we operate a profitable and strong free cash flow generating business model. This allows us to deliver value to shareholders while providing us with the flexibility required to evolve our business ahead of market dynamics. In fact, it is critical for us to continuously improve our business model ahead of changing industry trends. Our return to growth plan was developed in this light. It is focused on enhancing our offering to Canadian merchants and consumers in an increasingly complex digital marketplace. With more competition and new business models emerging, the Return to Growth Plan positions Yellow Pages as Canada's leading full-serve digital advertising agency. By growing adoption of YP's digital media assets, while also delivering an enhanced end-to-end user and merchant experience, the plan aims to profitability provide SMEs with unparalleled digital visibility. Ultimately, success in this strategy will return Yellow Pages to revenue and EBITDA growth by 2018. Our Return to Growth plan resulted in a series of initiatives launched in 2014 and 2015. These were geared at enhancing the company's user and merchant offerings, strengthening its digital brand perception, and gaining operational efficiencies across the organization. The milestones we continue to achieve are notable and a clear indication of our ability to successfully deliver upon the objectives of our Return to Growth plan. As evidenced by Q3 2015 results, we continue to invest and work on very exciting projects across our organization, positioning YP as a reputable local digital player in Canada's marketing landscape. Starting with our user offering, our network of digital properties attracted 123 million visits organically during the third quarter of 2015, representing a 12% increase relative to the same period last year. This growth is consistent and notable. In Q2 2014, which is when the Return to Growth plan was established, visits totaled only 102 million. We are now 20% higher. Relative to other Canadian digital networks, usage also remains strong. Yellow Pages ranks in the 14th position nationally, attracting 41% of Canadian internet users monthly. We plan to keep this momentum going over the long term. Our end goal is to develop an extensive network of media that serves to help Canadian shoppers discover, connect, and transact directly with local merchants. Ultimately, we want to make YP Canada's go-to digital destination for everything that is local. Our focus on verticalization is a good reflection of this. YP's network now extends beyond YP.ca and the YP mobile application, which have historically been service-oriented properties. Following various investments and acquisitions made over the past couple of years, YP Dine, YP ShopWise, and Comfrey du Proprio have been added to our network of digital properties. These properties extend and diversify our network outside of traditional services, helping attract and better address the daily dining, shopping, and real estate needs of users. The YP Dine application is now available nationally and leveraging the power of the Bookenda reservation platform to help users make restaurant reservations directly from their mobile phones. Bookenda is actually gaining significant traction across the country, saving over 450,000 diners weekly. As a result of its flexible pricing structure, a growing base of restaurant owners are making the switch from competing offerings such as OpenTable. Today, Bookenda is serving more restaurants than OpenTable in Quebec and continuing to grow within additional markets across Canada. On the retail front, YP ShopWise has seen a significant upgrade in its user experience. Its homepage goes beyond traditional search to highlight shopping tips and local deals from local experts. In addition, YP ShopWise has added much more engaging user-centric functionalities. Today, shoppers can create more personalized experiences, browse hundreds of deals and flyers, as well as manage shopping lists and clippings from local merchants. Given its focus on local shopping, YP ShopWise will play a key role in our upcoming Shop the Neighborhood campaign. Yellow Pages will be hosting its third annual Shop the Neighborhood campaign on Saturday, November 28, in support of small businesses, local shopping, and the growth of local economies across Canada. A dedicated national advertising campaign is now underway to grow awareness of the YP ShopWise application ahead of the Shop the Neighborhood initiative. On even day, the application will act as the go-to destination for consumers to discover exclusive deals as well as locate and transact with local businesses. Lastly, on the real estate front, the Comfrey du Proprio network uniquely positions Yellow Pages as a leader in the digital real estate market. Real estate is an industry that is being rapidly disrupted, with homeowners circumventing the traditional brokerage model to save money. The Comfrey du Proprio network is leading this disruption, holding approximately 20% share of all real estate transactions in Quebec, and being a highly visited digital real estate property nationally. Although not included in our total digital visits of today, for the third quarter of 2015, the Comfrey du Proprio network attracted 19 million visits during the quarter. We anticipate continued growth in traffic across this platform as the brand gains further exposure and recognition in Quebec and enters the home buying and selling side of the real estate transaction in other Canadian regions. The company continues to enhance and strengthen its flagship YP.ca and YP mobile application, delivering new digital experiences and richer content. Today, YP owns one of Canada's richest and most comprehensive database of local information. The company's media publishes over 1.8 million business listings, as well as a growing base of editorials focused on helping Canadians discover and transact within their neighborhoods. As announced publicly in October, the quality of Yellow Pages content has been recognized by Apple Maps, who has started syndicating YP's business information across its Canadian search engine result pages. This agreement is a big win for our organization, as Apple Maps is a stable application for iPhone and iPad users. The agreement plays a key role in delivering enhanced return on investment to our merchants. This agreement will also help grow user awareness, as Yellow Pages will receive brand attribution whenever its content is displayed on Apple Maps. Lastly, it will strongly support increased usage and adoption of our media. Whenever Apple Maps displays the YP-related business listings, users will have the ability to download and navigate our digital properties to gain access to a more comprehensive profile on the merchant they have landed on. Our merchant offering is central to YP's return to growth plan. Accelerating customer acquisition and protecting customer retention is key to delivering sustainable digital revenue growth and returning Yellow Pages to revenue and EBITDA growth in 2018. The customer count of Yellow Pages core businesses totaled 246,000 as at September 30, 2015. This represents a net customer count decline of 14,000 during the 12-month period ended September 30, 2015, a significant improvement from a net customer count decline of 23,000 during the same period last year. Most notably, our customer count declined only by 2,000 relative to last quarter, a strong indication of our ability to bring this company back to customer count growth. A customer acquisition-centric organization has played a key role in generating this performance. During the 12-month period ended September 30, 2015, Yellow Pages acquired 27,200 new customers, up from 20,200 new customers during the same period last year. Obviously, 27,200 new customers, up from 27,200 new customers during the same period last year. This acceleration is impressive, particularly as the third quarter is a seasonally slower sales period given summer holidays. Growth in customer acquisition continues to be supported by the introduction of incentive programs as well as the development of a new customer relationship management platform. Both have helped optimize lead assignment, raise conversion rates, and improve the effectiveness of Yellow Pages sales representatives. Customer acquisition also continues to be supported by a growing acquisition sales team and the introduction of new digital solutions. The presence lineup of solutions, for example, has been quite a success with new customers. To date, our sales reps have sold over 42,000 units of presence products since their inception in April 2015. On the retention front, it is important to denote that our results continue to land ahead of internal expectation and industry benchmarks. Having maintained customer renewal at 85% demonstrates our ability to enhance the customer experience in light of accelerated acquisition. New technologies and processes continue to support this retention rate, serving to improve customers' end-to-end sales, service, and digital fulfillment experience. As demonstrated by our key performance indicators, our digital transformation has realized favorable results. Over the last 2 years, Yellow Pages has created close to 400 positions in digital media and information technology. This investment has served to help us execute upon our return to growth plan and improve our value proposition to users and merchants. As we evolve and advance as a digital organization, we have improved agility, responsiveness and collaboration across departments, most notably between IT, marketing and strategy, where spans of control have also naturally widened. Various investments have also served to decommission and replace legacy technology and processes that no longer address the needs of our digital reality, allowing our teams to gain efficiencies and be more productive. It is without a doubt that Yellow Pages is now operating as a digital organization, and an opportunity presents itself to operate a leaner organizational structure. Consequently, Yellow Pages has undertaken a corporate realignment that has eliminated approximately 300 positions during the third and fourth quarter of 2015. The realignment principally affects management positions that have been integrated within other functions or that are no longer aligned with the company's digital operations. The layoffs will generate operational annualized cost saving of approximately $30 million. In addition, this realignment will help Yellow Pages succeed in its next phases of its return to growth plan. With a leaner, more agile and responsive organizational structure in place, Yellow Pages will gain enhanced flexibility to redeploy resources and invest in key pillars of its digital transformation. This will ultimately improve the way we operate and respond to the needs of customers and users nationwide. I will now pass the call over to Ginette, who will provide you with an overview of Q3 2015 results.
Thank you, Julien. As Julien mentioned, and following continued progress in our return to growth plan, we remain confident in our ability to return to revenue and EBITDA growth in 2018. Digital revenues, which now represent 61% of our consolidated revenues, grew 12% year over year to reach $128 million in the third quarter of 2015. This compares to $114 million the year prior. Growth in digital revenues was driven by the acquisition of the Comfrey du Proprio network on July 1, 2015, as well as ongoing acceleration in the acquisition of new customers. The upsell of renewing customers towards our digital solutions was also a key driver of this growth. Upselling remains a key component of our plan and critical to delivering sustainable digital revenue growth over the long term. Over the 12-month period ended September 30, 2015, 44% of YP's renewing customer base experienced a year-over-year increase in annual spending as compared to 27% of renewing YP customers over the same period last year. We strive to keep this momentum going as our sales, customer service, and digital fulfillment teams deliver the ROI required to upsell newly acquired customers. These customers typically purchase entry-level offerings such as online placement and present solutions. Consequently, the upsell potential remains strong as YP operates an unparalleled, diversified suite of digital marketing solutions to purchase from. Excluding the acquisition of the Comfrey du Proprio network, digital revenues grew approximately 4% year-over-year during the third quarter of 2015. Organic digital revenue growth during the third quarter of 2015 remained stable to Q2 2015, highlighting continued growth and progress across the company's operations. For the third quarter of 2015, Yellow Pages digital revenue performance was actually impacted by softer than anticipated growth in our national channel, Mediativ. This performance was principally caused by a delay in the addition of new publishers to Mediativ's ad network. While impacting the back half of 2015, we do not anticipate this performance to repeat itself in 2016, as Mediativ is expected to start benefiting from the signing of new large-scale national marketing contracts. Despite this temporary dynamic, the company expects delivering year-over-year digital revenue growth, excluding the impact of Comfrey du Proprio, in the high single digits for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2015. Print revenues decreased 21% year-over-year to reach $83 million during the third quarter of 2015. We continue to see stabilization in print revenue decline rates, sustained by content enhancement and pricing initiatives that encourage renewal of print advertising spending among customers. On a consolidated perspective, revenues for the third quarter of 2015 declined 4% year over year to reach $211 million. We expect to see analyzed revenue declines continue to improve over time. As we enhance our value proposition to local merchants, this will be supported by accelerated customer acquisition and continued growth in digital spending among our renewing customers. The performance of our new verticals and channels will also play a key role in the delivery of sustainable long-term revenue growth. While our YP Core and 411 local search businesses focus their efforts on improving local digital offerings to merchants and shoppers, Mediativ will be enhancing service levels to national brands and retailers and, in response, expected to attract a growing number of large, notable clients to their network. The Comfrey du Proprio network is also expected to see an acceleration in revenue growth. Operating as a first mover within a disruptive industry, there remains significant room for this vertical to grow as it expands its brand awareness in Quebec and invests to grow its presence in other regions of Canada. EBITDA reached $64 million during the three-month period ended September 30, 2015, as compared to $75 million the year prior. For the quarter of 2015, the EBITDA margin reached 30% relative to 34% for the same period in 2014. EBITDA during the third quarter of 2015 was adversely impacted by revenue pressure. A change in product mix also affected EBITDA performance as more customers start purchasing lower margin digital solutions as they build out their marketing portfolios. It is important to note, however, that EBITDA declines are diminishing. Today, this is being supported by cost savings generated from various optimization efforts. In conjunction, investment spending is also decreasing as we advance in our transformation and recognize benefits from past initiatives. Indeed, the performance and trajectory of our EBITDA and EBITDA margins is a strong reflection of our recent success. The company's financial profile has strengthened significantly. Our operational KPIs are in continued improvement following the delivery of an enhanced user and merchant offering. In response, digital revenues continue to grow, supporting deceleration in revenue and EBITDA decline. Investments related to the implementation of new technologies, systems, and processes are also paring down, while added cost savings will be generated from our corporate realignment and ongoing business optimization projects. All of these dynamics provide the company with the flexibility required to advance on its digital transformation while maintaining stability in EBITDA margin performance and decelerating EBITDA decline. Specifically, over the life of the return to growth plan, EBITDA margins will be maintained at the low end of the 30 to 35% range. As Julien previously mentioned, we remain a company in continued digital transformation. Consequently, we will be striking the right balance between efficiency gains and investment. This will ensure that our media, brand, and customer-facing and fulfillment technologies are enhanced, while also ensuring that our profitability remains strong and supportive of free cash flow generation and debt repayment. Net earnings for the third quarter of 2015 reached $13 million, as compared to $27 million for the same period last year, principally impacted by lower EBITDA and higher restructuring and special charges. Restructuring and special charges totaled $9 million and $3 million in Q3 2015 and Q3 2014, respectively. Restructuring and special charges associated with the company's previously announced corporate realignment totaled $4 million in the third quarter, and is expected to amount to approximately $15 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. Free cash flow generation remained strong during the third quarter of 2015, reaching $35 million as compared to $38 million for the same period in 2014, a decrease which is mainly attributable to lower EBITDA. Free cash flow during the third quarter was also positively impacted by net income taxes received of $7 million following the receipt of a previously announced tax settlement. This compares to net income taxes paid of $7 million during the same period last year. Capital expenditures for the quarter remained stable at $20 million, driven by transformation expenses associated with the development of our media platforms, introduction of new products and services, and implementation of foundational technologies. While we anticipate CapEx to total between $70 and $75 million in 2015, this amount will decrease to between $55 and $60 million in 2016 and gradually pare down to 5% of total revenues by 2018. Lastly, in terms of debt repayment, the company will make a $66 million mandatory redemption on its senior notes on November 30, 2015. Total repayments for 2015 will amount to $100 million, bringing our outstanding balance of notes to $407 million at year-end. This represents a total repayment of $393 million since the notes' inception on December 20, 2012. Following a return to revenue and EBITDA growth, we continue to anticipate sufficient free cash flow to be generated to fully deleverage the balance sheet by 2018. I will now allow Julien to provide his concluding remarks.
Thank you, Jeanette. And our results indicate continued progress on the execution of our digital transformation, and we continue to stay on track to returning Yellow Pages to revenue and EBITDA growth by 2018. In fact, we have come a long way since the inception of the plan in April 2014. We have accelerated customer acquisition to 27,200, up from 18,400 in Q2 2014. Despite accelerated customer acquisition, we have kept renewal rates stable at 85%. We have reduced net customer count decline by only 2,000 relative to last quarter and are close to returning our customer base to growth. Usage across our digital media remains strong, up 20% organically from Q2 2014 level. Digital revenue growth coupled with efficiency gain are causing a deceleration in EBITDA declines and allowing the organization to maintain margins above 30%. And finally, debt repayment has been significant, with close to half of our outstanding debt having been repaid by the end of November. We look forward to sharing continued progress on our transformation as it unfolds, and we will keep you up to date on core milestones achieved as we further strengthen our digital media and marketing presence in Canada. We thank you again for taking the time to join us this afternoon. I would now like to pass the call over to Sebastian to collect your questions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Arasinda Jalapathy from GE Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. I wanted to start with some of the comments that Jeanette made about Mediative and the impact that it had on the online sales growth. Jeanette, is there a way to kind of give us a sense of maybe isolate that a bit and give us a sense of what the underlying sort of owned and operator or some of your core revenue growth would have been if you exclude the Mediative impact?
Well, no, actually, we don't really manage, and this is not the information that we've shared in the past. So, unfortunately, I wouldn't be in a position to give you that data point.
Okay, and then just on the, I know you've indicated some confidence that, you expect some additional national accounts to drive forward your numbers as we get to 2016. I was wondering, either Julianne or Jeanette, if you can just talk to that confidence. I mean, what gives you the comfort that you'll be able to get Mediative revenue growth going again there?
Yeah, so basically Mediative is a strong organization for us because Mediative is operating on customers we don't have traditionally as YP. I mean, traditional customers of Mediative would be big retailers, big brands, rental companies, so companies we don't know really as YP customers. So what happened in Q3 is basically Mediative has experienced some softness on that and less growth than expected. But basically we know that Mediative has a strong discussion with a lot of big partners for 2016. And that's why we remain confident in Mediative growth in the longer term, because Mediative has really a compelling proposition with very good proposition to these people, with attracting large customers to communicate locally. And we strongly believe we're going to have success in Mediative despite what happened in Q3.
Okay, thanks for that, Julian. And then
basically we'll communicate on the contract when they will be signed. Today, let's say we have positive answers, but it's not signed yet, so that's why we don't give the name. Obviously, when we have the name, we'll communicate on them.
Okay, I understand. Thanks for that. And to just follow up on an earlier point that you made about the spending dynamics among the existing or the renewing customers, you know, clearly you've done a very good job of sort of selling up, as you can see from your supplemental, the proportion of customers that are spending more are growing quite rapidly. Having said that, it's obviously being offset by the larger accounts, which continue to sort of drag down the revenues. Is maybe just touch on any potential initiatives or any opportunity to sort of try to mitigate that impact, because clearly, like, you have about 40% of your revenues coming from accounts that are spending less, but they're clearly a small number of accounts, but they're, you know, the larger accounts clearly seem to be spending less. Is there anything you could do to kind of defend against that?
Well, and that's a very strong question, because that's exactly the dynamic we want to create with Return to Growth. So basically, if you think about the company before Return to Growth, we had only large accounts all declining because of print to digital migration. And what's happened is, when you are a big account, you have a lot of print historically, and now you have more and more digital solutions. But, you know, pricing in digital are lower than pricing in print. So obviously, life going on, you have less print, more digital, but it's hard for you to maintain the same level of expense. So just staying on that account would not have been the answer for Yellow Pages, because just sticking to that customer base, I would call the historical customer base, would never generate a growth again. So that's why we have decided to increase our acquisition efforts to grow our customer base by putting in our customer base new customers with lower ARPA, but opportunity to upsell. So that's really reflecting what the dynamics in our customer base. Large accounts will continue to decrease. Hopefully, we have less and less print into these accounts, so that we have the decline to slow down on these big accounts. And obviously, we'll more than replace them by new accounts entering at lower ARPA, but we have a lot of upsell initiative and allowing us to gradually upsell these customers and increase ARPA again on these customers. So that's really the dynamic we want to create. So to answer your question, we'll continue to see a decreasing revenue for our larger accounts, but it should decrease over time because less print and more digital on these accounts. And on the side, you will see more and more new customers entering the organization with higher spenders going out because higher spenders going into the organization because of the upsell efforts we are creating.
Okay, thanks, Joe. And just lastly from me, to get a sense of the savings from the restructuring. First of all, I wanted to confirm whether the restructuring charge that you mentioned for Q4 was $15.15 million. And in addition to that, are we still seeing sort of the original savings, the $20 to $25 million in savings kicking in the current quarters that we're looking at? And I guess it's really in 16 we would see the full impact of the $30 million of the new corporate realignment that you talked about. I just want to get a sense of the cadence of that. Thank you.
Okay, so if we're going back to the $20 to $25 million we were referring to in the past, most of it will start at the beginning of 2016. So we will have some in Q4, but the majority of it is really 2016, will have a 2016 impact. Now, when we look at the restructuring, or what we call the corporate realignment, basically, you've noticed that the restructuring cost in Q3 was $9 million in total. Q4 is expected to be in the neighborhood of $15 million. So in total, we're talking about approximately $25 million. Cash savings is equal to approximately $45 million, and $30 million is at the operational level. $15 million would be in the capital expenditures. It will all kick in 2016, but when you look at the $30 million I'm referring to, two-thirds will be impacting 2016, and on an annualized basis, it will only be effective in 2017.
Okay, great. That's great color. Thanks, Jeanette. I'll pass the line.
Thank you. The next question is from Bentley Cross from TD Securities. Please go ahead.
That was good color on the OpEx, but I just wanted to dig a little deeper into the gross margin. Where, I know the mix has been changing drastically in recent quarters and years, but where do we kind of expect things to start to level out?
Well, on the gross margin front, actually, it will all depend on the product mix.
Right.
So currently, as you probably know, two-thirds of our digital revenues are coming from O&O. And owned and operated products have the same level of margins as the print products. So it's all the question of migration from print to other than owned and operated products. So basically, we should see a consistent change in product mix for the next 2 years, I would say.
Okay. Also, I noticed you guys updated your outlook on both cash taxes and pension funding.
Yes.
Did we expect any catch-up in 2017, or have you guys just been fortunate enough that those hits are never going to come?
Yeah, so actually, if we talk about income taxes, given the restructuring charge and some tax optimization, this is why the guidance for 2015 went from 35 million inflows to 40 million. So these are the tax installments that will no longer materialize in 2015. And in 2016, we will not have to pay any taxes because the installments will be based on the 2015 results. So when we look at 2016, even 2016 will be lower than the regular 26% of taxable income that we normally see given the level of capital expenditures. So what I would tell you is on the income tax front, I would assume 2017 and 2018 to be back to the 26% regular tax rate. And then when we look at pension, the reason why pension has been adjusted is that we've just performed a new actuarial valuation. So the deficit was reduced from 150 million to 100 million. And this is why the funding of the deficit decreased from 32 million to 24 million. When you look at 2017, you could expect that 24 million to go up to 26 million.
Okay. Thank you. And lastly, I just wanted to push on the mediative impact a little bit more. Maybe I have a problem in my model, but the way I'm modeling it out, I actually got non-core YP growth showing decent increases relative to last year. Is there anything else going on in that line item that is throwing me off, or is there something just a problem within my own calculations?
Non-core. Actually, maybe this is something we could take offline.
Okay.
I would need to better understand what are the numbers you are referring to.
But basically, what we can say generally is we have that softness for mediative, but all the rest of our activity has performed accordingly to our plan and exactly where we wanted them to be, or even overperform our plan. So it's just an issue of mediative.
Okay. That's all for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Haran Posner from RBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon. Julien, maybe for you with respect to the customer acquisitions, obviously a lot of progress made on that front. You previously had sort of a target, so to speak, of 30,000 new customers for the year. Do you think that's still doable? And I guess if not, then obviously your retention performance is better than expected.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. We are fighting every day to make that happen. We are close to, very close to. We still have 6 weeks of sales because we close, obviously, the week before Christmas, but 6 weeks of sales. And if we continue on the momentum, we'll be at the target or very close to target, and we're still fighting for. So as you said, Q3 was a very good quarter. We had very good sales during summer and in September. Trends are going the same rate in October, November. Last week was a very strong week, our second best week ever, so we continue to be on track on that objective.
That's great to hear. With respect to Comfrey, I was wondering if you can give us a little bit more color. I know you've only owned the assets for one quarter. You know, maybe if you can help us with the contribution in the quarter. When I do the math, I think it's sort of pretty close to 10 million of revenues. Is that roughly correct? And then if you can tell us what EBITDA was. And then just, Jeanette, maybe for modeling purposes, can you maybe help us just, you know, that we don't make a big mistake going forward in terms of the seasonality that we should expect in the next few quarters?
Okay, so as far as Comfrey du Proprio, I would tell you that the revenue piece is very close from reality, so the number is good. In terms of contribution, I would say that they've delivered 10% of EBITDA for this quarter. This being said, your seasonality question relative to seasonality is a very legitimate one because Comfrey du Proprio has the fourth quarter of the year as being their lowest quarter of the year, so it will be very minimal in Q4. So basically, when we look at seasonality, we had mediative. So mediative will keep the peak season in September and Q4, and then we'll have Comfrey du Proprio, who has a stronger a higher level of activities in Q1 and Q2. So when you take the high season of Mediative versus Comfrey, I believe that throughout it might not be totally equal, but throughout it will be close to neutral in terms of seasonality if both perform at the same level.
Gotcha. Maybe going back to the cost side, and you know, last quarter you gave us a strong view that margins would stay above 30. It was nice to see that they did. I think, you know, in your comment, unless I misunderstood, Dejan, it sounds like you're saying now that throughout RTG, I guess through to 2018, you'd expect those margins to stay at the low end of 30 to 35. Is your confidence still that, you know, in any given quarter, we should be able to be above 30%?
Well, actually, what I would say, so this is the type of guidance we've given for 2015. So we did give guidance on a quarterly basis. I don't believe that we will give guidance for the quarters moving to 2016. We don't want to manage quarters. This being said, yes, there is a level of confidence relative to the EBITDA margin being above 30% up to 2018. This being said, given that we've made some acquisitions, I will take into example 411.ca or Comfrey du Paprio, there's some dilutive effect on the margin. So obviously, in terms of absolute dollars, the contribution would be very positive, but in terms of margins, it is diluting the margin, and this is why we believe that it will be close to the 30%. So it will be at the low end of the range.
Okay.
And we also confirm more than 30% margin in Q4, basically, in case.
Yeah.
That was the missing piece between Q3 2015 and 2016 and above, so we maintain 30% margin more in Q4.
Okay. No, that's great. And then maybe just last question for me with respect to kind of your M&A pipeline and free cash flow priorities. Obviously, debt repayment will stay high given the cash flow sweep, but outside of that, just any kind of thoughts that you have. Are you looking at other tuck-in acquisitions? Any color would be useful.
Well, we always look at acquisition. We only do them if they make sense. Today, our primary focus is the integration of Comfrey du Proprio. We are merging Comfrey du Proprio with our YP Nexstrom organization, so we are creating one company in the real estate vertical for YP. That's our major focus. When this will be digested, we'll look at, we have other opportunities to look at tuck-ins on market and on vertical specifically, and we'll address that. In any case, we don't talk today about 2016, but we are committed to continue deleveraging the company and to pay back debt in priority. So if we do tuck-in, it will be in the cash flow allowed by the cash flow calculation that will allow to do it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn it back over to Mr. Billot.
Okay, thanks, Sebastian. Thank you all for your attendance. So we look forward to speaking again in February as we will report on our Q4 2015 results and our full year 2015 results. Thanks a lot and have a good afternoon.
Thank you. The conference call has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.